Let me tell you about how I've learned that patience is discovered and not acquired. Naomi means pleasant in Hebrew. I grew up being told that this was a fitting name for me. My parents told me I was pleasant. My teachers told me I was pleasant. My friends told me I was pleasant. And eventually, my bosses told me that I was pleasant. Then I got married and had children. You laugh because you know. Suddenly, I was not pleasant. Not only was I not pleasant, I was also irritable and dealing with anxiety and depression. This experience kickstarted the spiritual journey I am now on, a journey inward. When I was at the depth of my struggles, I parented my children as future adults. I had my eye on the horizon, helping them form their future selves. You can imagine the anxiety I felt when I turned around and saw my 2-year-old daughter raising her wooden knife from her fruit cutting set right over her 3-week-old brother's head, directly over the soft spot. I was not far and was able to prevent the pending catastrophe, but I couldn't help but feel deep anxiety about the future of my daughter. Was I raising an axe murderer? In my journey inward, I have discovered, among many things, the wisdom of accepting the present moment. When I do that, when I see reality for what it is, I tap into a deep, deep well of patience. I look back on the wooden knife incident. Will my daughter become a future axe murderer? Maybe. Probably not. It is important for me to see that in that moment, she was a 2-year-old, acting like a 2-year-old. When in that moment, I was able to see what was really happening, that my 2-year-old was in need of guidance, a deep well of patience was suddenly tapped into. I was not able to access this well of patience when I had my eye on the future, worried about who she would become, that what I was doing wrong in my parenting. But when I simply accepted the truth of the moment, that my infant son needed me to redirect my daughter's behavior into a more productive activity, patience, and plenty of it, was available at the ready. Currently, I strive to parent my now 2- and 4-year-olds as 2- and 4-year-olds. I don't have to work to find patience when I accept that their behavior is what it is, that this moment is nothing more than this moment. When I don't resist what's happening, or worry about what's happening, or get angry about what's happening, then I am free to work with what's happening. Patience has not been something I have worked to acquire. I have discovered endless amounts of patience when I accept the reality of the present moment.
I'm not sure I can say much more that hasn't already been said. I do a lot of things that others don't. I plant a lot of things. Onions, garlic, potatoes, hazelnuts, fruit bushes and trees, and a hardwood forest or two. And I know I'm not the only oddball in this congregation, but this is me and this is what I do. Unique to all of these activities is time. The cute children's song about planting the seed in the little paper cup misses one or two really important points. Time, patience, being one of the biggest. These things that get planted take time to reach their fulfillment. An annual garden, a season, a mushroom log, takes a year till you get your mushrooms. Fruit trees and bushes, 2 or 3 years. Hazelnuts, you sit on your hands for 5 years. a hardwood forest? Is a generation or two? In all of these ventures, in addition to time, is action. Patience is often not just waiting around doing nothing. I'm weeding, mulching, watering, pruning, managing invasives. These are all activities I'm well familiar with. Not everything goes according to plan. This year, my onions, almost a train wreck. The manure I got seemed awful fluffy. Sawdust and duck poop. Mostly sawdust. The onions popped up, and there wasn't enough nitrogen. You can stick your hand in the ground, and there's this deep fungal mat breaking down the wood chips, sequestering all of the nitrogen that the onions can't use. Potatoes. I wrestle with Colorado potato beetle. I'm not even growing them right now. Walnut trees. It's always disappointing when a walnut tree you've pruned for 10 or 15 years, a large branch shears off. And another branch right beside it shears off, and the top snaps off in a windstorm. I have four or five trees like that in my woodlot. It's not what I had planned. And in Iowa, I have 450 hardwood trees in rows, and oak wilt is running down some rows of my oak trees. It's a fungal blight that invades the vascular system of the tree, and the trees are linked underground by their roots, and the fungus grows from one tree to the next. To the next. It's not what I had planned for. There's another little onion that popped out. This one was deficient in oxygen. My grandson had aspirated quite a bit of meconium. And his lungs didn't work. The anxious waiting that first week was life-changing. Sitting in the room at Ronald McDonald House, which I do not look down upon anymore, waiting for the results of a brain scan. I'm not an artist, but I had my pad and a pencil. And I did my finest drawings. And the brain scan results were very good. And so now we have to wait for him to grow up. This patience that we must endure when things don't go according to plan, I call it God's time. In our culture, we want it now. All of it. Perfect, beautiful. This is our sin. So as I move on from plants to people, being patient with each other as we grow, waiting for death, it's a different kind of patience. I have not experienced that yet. I'm sure my turn will come.